Another minute or so, we will be rocking and rolling, everyone. After some yet, welcome to the call.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead and ask yourself where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Covington, Tennessee. This is Dave Finch.
Welcome.
I just found on by Drew Nickerson.
All right. Welcome to the call.
North.
Hello?
Wells, Florida.
Welcome, Florida.
Raul Hickman, Unity, Maine.
Welcome, Maine. Hello, Barb Schnapp, Ohio. Hi, Barb. Thanks for hopping on the call.
Hi.
If you're just joining us, go ahead and ask yourself where you're calling from.
This is Tracy Kingman from Jacksonville, Florida.
There's Tracy.
Hi, this is Stephanie from South Carolina.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to the call.
Robin and Chris Brozich, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome. If anybody out there hasn't pushed star 6 to mute themselves out, please do. All right. This is Scott from Cutting Edge. We have about 30 seconds. This is going to be the last call. If you haven't announced yourself yet, please do.
And where you're calling from?
This is Warren from Temecula, California.
Welcome to the call.
Karen Jenkins, St. Louis.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Great. Thanks for hopping on.
Thanks.
Drew Nickerson in California.
There's Drew.
Hey. Bill Nima, Florida.
Welcome there, Florida. Okay. Johnny?
That sounds good. We'll
let you mute it out here, buddy.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
All right, my mute function isn't working.
Let me try mine here. Hold on. I think we did it. Oh, is everybody on the right side?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Awesome. I just want to make sure.
Can you hear me, Johnny?
Yes, I can.
Okay, bud.
Super. That's awesome. All right, yeah, we want to thank everybody for joining the call tonight. What an awesome thing to just hear all these people plugging in across the country, people whose lives have been touched by a system that's flat out revolutionizing the internet marketing industry. And I'd say we're excited to have everybody on there. It's awesome, Scott, hearing new brokers dial in and people who have been doing this thing for a while and to be able to hear just the growth and success people are having. I'll tell you what, like Scott was saying, this is the cutting edge, I guess you call it internet marketing training that we do, based with the My Broker Lead that's specifically designated for Ameriplan brokers. And tonight we're just got a real treat for you. I know the email that Scott had sent out was interviewing the masters, and kind of a catchy little line there. But we just got some great things that are taking place, but. Before we get everything underway, we do want to kind of let everybody know, because we always constantly have new people joining in, the power of what this system can do, what exactly it offers people, it being in a real-time lead. And so to do that, to kind of explain the system in detail for you, we've got our very own personal representative with Cutting Edge that works directly with us in Ameriplan. It's kind of like having your own personal caddy. He takes care of all your clubs and everything for you. You've got questions or things coming up, and he's the one that you contact. And so at this time, I want to go ahead and introduce Scott Houston. Scott, did you make it? You on the right path? Like, maybe we muted Scott out. We'll give him a chance to get back on board here. Might be a situation that he's muted out. The other guests are on the call, are on the host side, correct?
I'm here.
Okay. Super. We got everybody on the right side. Scott, I'm sure he'll be on here shortly. I'll kind of fill in the blanks here for him a little bit. But what this system does is it offers a real-time lead. You don't have to worry about an email marketing campaign. You don't have to worry about spam. You don't have to worry about people filtering out your emails and it's not getting to the person that it's supposed to get to.
Johnny, can you hear me?
Yes, we got you now. All right, you go ahead and take over, buddy. Yeah, I was out there.
I was actually just messing with you, and I was sitting there just making you sweat a little. Yeah, okay, I can say that. Well, everybody, I want to welcome everyone to the call, and I definitely appreciate all of your time. A lot of you have already heard me. I'm friends with a lot of people on the call tonight, and I'm looking forward to meeting even more of you. But as Johnny said, I'm just going to cover the system here just in a quick nutshell, so that everybody new on the call kind of has a good idea of what you're going to hear tonight. But more importantly, every time we do a call, all of you listen to me talk about how important it is to stay plugged into the information your leaders and the people around you are presenting. And I don't know if any of you have ever heard this, but there's a personal development mentor and coach out there named Jim Rohn who always says, if you ever have the opportunity to sit down and eat a meal with a millionaire, do it. And do it as many times as you can. And the reason he says that is because you can learn so much. Because when you're talking to somebody that's making more money than you, they probably have a little bit better of an idea of how to do it. And I learned that at a very young age. And I found out that I'm going to learn a lot more by listening than I am going to be by talking. And tonight, we wanted to have a special treat for everyone. We have a lot of people using the system successfully. And the people that are really standing out head and shoulders above the rest are the perfect people to shed some light and share ideas, their thoughts, their feelings, and really just lay it out there for you new people and for the people that are using the program. Because if you're not having success, you have to reevaluate exactly what's happening in your business so that you can move forward and move to the next level. But with that, again, everyone, just stay plugged into the training, stay plugged into the calls, communicate with your upline, and really just stay on board. You guys have a ton of momentum in your company right now, and so many great things happening. It's really a pleasure for me just to be on board and to be able to work with all of you. I really love it every day. And just a real quick nutshell as far as the system that that Johnny was kind of talking about and really excited about, and the leaders on the call that are going to be coming out here shortly are excited about. I'll give you the website if you haven't heard of it or haven't hopped on yet. It's www.mybrokerleads.com. www.mybrokerleads.com. And through that website, you'll be able to view all the information on the system. As Johnny mentioned, it's quite a bit different than some of the other systems out there. We're not delivering leads. We're delivering you prospects, people to talk to, because the more people you talk to and the more activity that you have on a daily basis will reflect the paycheck that you have coming in, whether it's daily or monthly, whatever, wherever you're at in the company right now. But the prospects are answering a bunch of questions. They're coming in daily in real time. And a lot of people are having a lot of fun with them if they're listening to their upline, staying plugged into the training, and following the scripts and information. So there's no secret to success other than hard work and staying plugged in and continuing to learn. With that, I'm going to turn it back over to you, John.
Well, Scotty, you did such a great job. I think that's all we need to do tonight. So we'll see you guys next week. No, that's awesome, exactly. I'm so impressed with what Scott's been able to develop and cutting edge. And a system that is giving us record growth in our organization, in Ameriplan in general, and it's just we're real proud and thankful to have you on our side, Scott.
Thank you,
Lee, and helping us out. We want to get this thing underway. Interviewing the masters. I hear so many success stories, so many testimonials, literally all up on a daily basis. I probably could get on a daily basis, but Scott spares me all the emails that I'm sure he gets all the time. But there's so many out there, and we just picked a handful. Nothing biased or anything like that. And if you've got a story or something that has just been outstanding that you've been able to do using this system, please email Scott and get the word out, because we could use your story in an email or even have you on this call as a guest to tell Ameriplan what you've been able to do in your business. And so if you've got something and you want to let us know about it, please, by all means, let Scott know about it. And we keep all that stuff in a bank, in a little folder, and we go through and look at it from time to time and decide, who we're going to be using as kind of the face for Ameriplan to tell you guys a little bit about it. But we want to get this thing underway, and the first person I want to interview, I guess we're not wasting any time. We're going with one of the top recruiters in the entire company. Not only are they one of the top recruiters, they were, I believe, number two of the 2002-2003 ACE recruiters from last year. They're currently ranked number two right now in the ACE recruiting for this current year. They have flat made it happen. They know how to market on the Internet. And they're record holders, not just once, but they decided their original record in the Ameriplan wasn't good enough. So they went and they doubled it just a couple months later. and national sales directors over $200,000 a year in residual income, and I tell you, they have the rings to prove it, and it's beautiful. Roger and Tracy Kamen, are you guys on the call?
You bet.
Here.
All right, super. I invited both of them because Roger can be a little harsh, and Trace is just a sweetheart. Cut her out quickly. So, I'll tell you what, you've made some major things happen in your business. You know, you're old school. You know, you guys did this thing face-to-face, belly-to-belly, like a lot of people have heard. But kind of tell people a little bit as to, you know, why you decided to even go in the direction of internet marketing.
Well, here's the thing, Johnny. You know, you're right. We built this thing belly-to-belly, face-to-face for several years. You know, we've been doing it now for 6.5 years. And, you know, for about, we've only been internet marketing, man, like this month for a year. So like 5.5 years of this thing, we've been doing it belly-to-belly. And what we've been able to do, though, is been able to, along the way, help some people, you know, in the business and reach $100,000 doing this, you know, traditional type network marketing, belly-to-belly type marketing. But what we were noticing was there was a trend that was happening in the company, and there was a trend happening in network marketing and in our business, personally, that people were finding the Internet and using the Internet as a way to leverage their time and to be able to, you know, talk to more masses of people. And so, you know, we thought, you know, we would just be foolish to continue to, so to speak, have the black and white TV when we can have the digital, HTD digital TV, you know. And so what we decided to do is plug into, you know, internet marketing. And here's what happened, Johnny, is along the way, okay, we tried a lot of different systems out. And, you know, the really neat thing about plugging into the cutting edge system is anybody, and I mean anybody, that's willing to pick up the telephone and smile and dial can be on an internet program, because you don't. It's not, going to be a matter of what your computer skills are. And you know, we found that with a lot of different systems out there, that we, you know, that someone had to have, you know, a pretty good computer skills in order to be able to, you know, have a good presence on the internet. So the bottom line with cutting edge is, I mean, you could be brand new in the business, day one in the business, not know anything about a computer, and all of a sudden you could be on the internet marketing. And so what we found it to be is the regular average person can come into internet marketing and have a home, as well as the experienced internet marketer could have a home, because, you know, in internet marketing, we're finding that, you know, in network marketing, it's all about people to talk to. Mm-hmm. And what Cutting Edge has done for us is give us a steady stream of people, to talk to. And our team has grown faster. And we're seeing record growth in our business right now because of the quality prospects in the Cutting Edge, system. And, you know, we've literally, you know, in a year's time, doing internet marketing has increased our income close to $100,000 in 12 months versus, you know, being, the old traditional way of network marketing, passing out videotapes, physical cards, you know, which are all effective ways to build a business. But it's, internet marketing, like I said, just speeds the process up. And, you know, Tracy and I, we work together, and I'm going to let her tell you kind of how we do that, you know. But, it's just been a phenomenal ride, a phenomenal journey that we've taken in this internet marketing process, and it's just literally revolutionized Tracy and I's entire business. So, honey, if you're out there, tell them, kind of how we work together.
Okay, what I would like to share with everyone, Johnny, is this, though. You talked about doing it, you know, belly to belly, face to face, kind of the old fashioned way is how we did it when we started.
Right.
And, that was mostly Roger, because that was not me. Roger can walk up to any stranger in the mall, at a restaurant, wherever, and just strike up a conversation.
Yes.
And that was not me. And so what this has done for me, excuse me, is it has taken
the fear out of prospecting for me, because now these people have requested information, and, you know, I'm not afraid if someone asks me about an airplane, you can't shut me up, but I don't really like walking up to strangers and talking to them, so that's what has really helped me, and I get on the phone every day right along with Roger. And how we work it together is, you know, you get the great thing about cutting edge is you get the comments in there. And what we do is we kind of go through those and we look at them. And the great thing, you know, the thing about network marketing is it's all about relationships. And so what we do is we identify who would probably relate better to that person, either Roger or I. And so usually if it's a stay-at-home mom or, you know, somebody looking, you know, to be a stay-at-home mom, then normally that would be a call that I would do. Because we want to take it and we want to, you know, try to get the best success out of that prospect that we can. So we try to figure out who would relate to that person better, and that's why it's so great to have the comments on there. That's how we work it together, you know. It's been great for us, but the best thing that it's done for me, and I tell Roger this all the time, that he is absolutely phenomenal in the cold market, but there's so many of us out there who are not willing to do that, or, you know, are very uncomfortable doing that. And so that's where this thing is great for absolutely anybody, like Roger said, because if I can pick up the phone and call people, absolutely anybody can do it.
Absolutely. It just serves it up to you on a silver platter, like you're saying.
Exactly.
You don't have to stand in the mall and hand out business cards or go to door-to-door or anything like that. That a lot of people kind of deem as kind of the negative aspect of network marketing. Oh, man, I have to go out and hand stuff out the back of my car and do all kinds of stuff. And I think Roger made a great point. You know, he saw a shift in marketing in general. And he had a decision. Do I need to stay what I've been doing over the last several years, handing out the business card, the videotapes, or am I going to roll with the punches, adapt to a new system that's out there, and just kind of flow with the development of marketing? And you guys took hold of that. You took hold of it earlier than most leaders in Ameriplan did. And it proved positive for you guys because, again, like Roger said, your income has nearly doubled in the last 12 months. And to go several years at one aspect and build a six-figure income, and then to shift, roll with the punches to an effective program, and then have your income jump another $100,000 in 12 months' time. That speaks volumes of you guys. And Tracy, you hit it on the head. I call you guys the two-headed monster. Whenever we've got some kind of promotion, I try to keep up with you, but I can't, because you got you in one office on one side of the wall, Roger on the other side of the wall, and you guys are just pounding the phones left and right. I've only got one now. You guys have two, and you guys truly work together. I've never seen a team work together like Roger and Tracy Cameron. I mean, they fit each other. I even saw a picture once, kind of a little humorous note here. Roger and Tracy were parasailing together on a bench. And I called them. I said, I didn't know they had two-seater parasails. I said, do you guys ever do anything apart? And they said, no, they've built this business together, and they're going to continue doing it together. They're joined at the hip. I tell you what, they're definitely a pattern to follow, something to emulate. And if you have a husband and wife team out there who's working this business side by side, and I challenge you, you know, get in touch with Roger and Tracy and kind of, you know, feed off them a little bit. Know how they work together in this thing to build their business. You guys have done an awesome job already. Well, what's kind of your goals for this year that you guys are planning on hitting?
Well, Johnny, I tell you that Tracy and I could probably repeat them simultaneously because we know exactly where we're going. And, you know, by the end of the year, we'll be at $500,000 with Ameriplan for sure.
Unbelievable. That's baffling. $500,000 to close out 2004. That's some incredible growth there. Now, yeah, Roger or Tracy, whichever one that wants to take this, if you had one thing, one bit of advice to give the listeners on this call to help them grow their business, what would that be?
Well, I'd give them my broker number, Johnny, and tell them that's the bonus number. Anytime they roll the broker, they just put the bonus number on.
That number, they get a bonus?
No, I'm going to let Tracy take this.
Okay, I was going to let you take it, honey, but that's fine. One piece of advice that I would give to anyone in the business is to stay consistent at your business. This is so important because Roger and I have done this from day one. And don't get into the business and, you know, go ahead and get you a package of, prospects. And then, start calling them and then call them for 2 days and then stop for 4 days and then call them for a day. And then you got to be consistent every single day in your business. You got to make phone calls every day. It doesn't matter if you're working full time. I understand. I worked full time building this business too. But you've got to do at least, a minimum of, an hour or so a day. You got to make sure you take that time because that's what's going to give you the financial freedom that you're looking for. So, being consistent, I believe, Johnny, is absolutely very important to everyone's business because once you stop any momentum that you have, it's very hard to get it going again.
Absolutely, and definitely. That's probably your business in one word, is consistency. Because anybody who can put on 107 brokers in 1 month is consistent. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to work through the burnout. You got to work even though you don't feel like it, even though you might feel content. Oh, I put on 4 or 5 or 6 brokers today. You're still working it. And you guys are awesome. We appreciate you guys being on the call. And I know everybody appreciates your input on how you guys have built your business. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, Johnny.
Thanks, Johnny. Talk to you later.
Sure. Now, that was East Coast, Jacksonville, Florida. We're going to zip it across the country. We're right now at 5:20 in the evening, probably dinner time. It's probably a little inconvenient for our next guest, but the next guest probably is known to everybody in Ameriplan. One of the top recruiters in the entire company, nationwide, national sales director. This guy is really pioneering certain aspects in his business that hopefully everybody's taking initiative in doing. But do we have Rick Waddle on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Johnny?
Yes, we got you, buddy.
All right.
Nice and clear. Awesome. I tell you what, Rick, I love listening to Rick on the call. He's so dead honest with himself, and he just lays it on the line whether you like it or not. And he does it in such a non-confrontational way. You just love the guy. But, Rick, you've done some incredible things in internet marketing. I know about a couple of days ago you were given or even a week ago you were given kind of some of your background there. But, what exactly is your experience that you're bringing to the table with internet marketing?
Okay, well, actually, Johnny, with this, I had been trying to figure this out, this internet marketing stuff. I had been with several companies over a period of several years and had really never met anybody that was doing what I wanted to do. But so I tried a lot of things, and I tried a lot of email marketing. I tried a lot of things on the internet. And I just really wasn't having any luck there for the first couple of years. And then I met this guy, Steve Luxenberg. And this guy he had some systems in place and really had this thing dialed in. And so I joined up with him. That was 17 months ago. And I've just been having a blast, and I've just been flying with this thing and really having a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome. I'll tell you what, your team is growing by leaps and bounds. It's known all across America, and you've got some superstars in your organization. And I know you know it, and it's just awesome. There are people who are going to be household names in this company. Now, what kind of results have you and your team been able to have since you guys have started using the system?
Okay, good question. Because I'll tell you, Johnny, we had tried, we had some systems that were working really well, and then we'd hit some walls, and we'd, with various different issues on the internet, the internet's changing constantly, and sometimes the things that we were doing one day, a few weeks later, they weren't working as well. And we kind of were up and down and up and down, but when we were so happy to find this system with Cutting Edge come along, because a lot of the headaches that are involved in doing the internet marketing to generate these kind of prospects, it's tough. Some days are real good and some days are not real good at all. And one of the things that when we first started using this system here with Cutting Edge was we found that this system had produced such good quality prospects for us, and it was so consistent. So that was the thing that kind of really attracted so many of us to this system, was it was very consistent, and a lot of the variables that we were dealing with in some of the marketing systems we were using, a lot of those variables were eliminated here with Cutting Edge, because we get set up on a package of X number of prospects, and we know every day how many prospects are coming in, and it's been very consistent, and the quality of the prospects has just been outstanding, and so we've been able to kind of keep going, even though we were hitting a lot of walls and having challenges with a lot of the systems we were using before. Cutting Edge really helped us to get over that and really get back in the game in a big way. And our team is just growing like crazy, and really a lot of that is due to this system here and the prospects the system delivers for us.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, it's a constant. You know what you're going to get every day. And I remember, you know, using old systems like I have in the past, you know, some days, man, you get a ton of prospects.
Uh-huh.
And other days you buy a package and you just get nothing. And there's just frustrating to go through some of those, the highs and lows of that. And you, like you said, this system proves to be constant. When you know you're going to have people to talk to every day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Rick, let's say you get somebody who's come on board. You know, how do you start that new broker in this system? And, you know, how do you get them trained on what they can expect?
Okay, well, of course, this system actually is the one I like to start my newest brokers with, this system here, because I know that they're going to have a certain number of fresh prospects every day, and that's what they really need, is good, fresh prospects every day, and without, you know, going through a lot of headaches to get those themselves. And I do calls with my new brokers that I bring on. I'll do calls with them. I have some scheduled for right after this, and I have even some scheduled for tomorrow morning with a new broker. And I'll take them on calls with me. So I really work pretty closely with them to where they feel comfortable working this. To where they feel comfortable working these kinds of leads, these kind of prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much how I do it. I mean, I work with them. I do three-way calls with them and let them listen while I talk to prospects. And then that's kind of how I get them going, though.
And that's awesome. And, you know, I tell you and your organization is probably best known for the power of the three-way call. And is that something that you tell your new brokers, you know, get started in this, here's the script, practice it, but at any point, if you get stuck or don't know what to do, we're here to help you out. We're your safety net with a three-way phone call. Is that kind of how you handle that?
Absolutely. I try to get my brokers to three-way every decent prospect they get on the phone, to three-way them to myself or to somebody else on our team. The three-way call is really has been just an incredible tool for us. It's been a really powerful tool. And so, yes, I do. I use the three-way call with pretty much with every single prospect. I mean, unless the prospect just totally disqualifies himself somewhere in our conversation, and I'm just going to scratch them off the list and move on, unless they do that, if I think there's any hope there for this prospect, I will three-way them to somebody, and I teach all my people to do the same thing. If you've got a decent prospect on there that you think is a worthwhile prospect, three-way them to somebody and introduce them to somebody else.
Now, Rick, you're a national sales director. You're not trying to tell me that you still three-way people to somebody, do you?
I three-way every single prospect I get on the phone. You know, it just doesn't matter. You know, for one thing, I'm calling internet leads just like you and just like Roger. And Roger, you know, Roger's got that big beautiful ring on his right hand there, and I know he's got those big checks coming in every month. But when he calls the prospect, same thing. They don't know him. And they don't know that, and they don't know how successful he is. The same thing, when I call these people, they don't know me, and they don't, you know, I'm just another voice on the phone. So I use a three-way call with every prospect, you know, if I think they're worthwhile. I mean, I'm probably a little more picky today than I was 17 months ago on bringing on new brokers, but I still, you know, if I've got somebody, you know, that sounds pretty serious, because I didn't come here to play around, I came here to win, and I'm looking for other people that came here to win. And so if I think that's what I got on the phone, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, the kind of success I've had here, and it just doesn't matter. I want to introduce them to other people, and I want them to hear from other people working out for them.
That's awesome. I think, you know, there was a light bulb that went off in my head a couple of weeks back on how important a three-way phone call is. Because I remember I was on the phone with Steve Lutzberg a couple of weeks back, and he had another call deep in, and he was gone for about, you know, 2-3 minutes, and he came back and said, yeah, that was Mike McDonald, who was three-waying somebody into him. Mike McDonald, had a national sales record, six-figure incomer, still three-waying somebody on. It's that third-party recognition. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's got to be the reason why you guys have had so much success, Rick, is because you utilize that. You run it into the ground. You beat a dead horse. But you know what? It's getting you results.
Yeah, and I really do believe that, Johnny, that it really is the three-way call. I really believe is kind of one of the most powerful tools that we have in our little bag of tricks here.
That's awesome. Well, Rick, you know, if you had one thing to tell our listeners tonight, if you had one bit of advice to help them get going, what would you tell them?
Well, man, it's hard to narrow it down to one thing. Let me try a few sentences here. I would say that number one is you have to understand that, just like Tracy said, you have got to be consistent in working your business, and you've got to work at it every day. I just really, what I would tell people, if you want your business to perform like a business, treat it like a business. Don't treat it like a hobby. It's not a hobby. Hobbies cost money, okay, and businesses make money if they're run properly. Don't treat this like a hobby, and treat it like a business, and it'll perform like one. And the other thing I would say, though, is never, ever, ever, ever quit. Never quit. You don't know how close you are. And, you know, I've got people on my team that went for months without writing any business, and months later they decided to really get in the game and get serious about this, and now they're writing business like crazy, and they're in the top producers. And I look at these guys and think to myself, man, most people would have bailed out on this thing after hitting all the walls that this guy hit. You know, and now, you know, I've just seen this happen so many times. People that don't get off to a real fast start, but they hang in there, eventually they get this thing figured out. And so I would say, you know, this it's an opportunity to truly, truly create the lifestyle of your dreams. You know, the sky's the limit here, and you'll never win if you quit. And so that's the other thing I would say, is you got to be in this for the long haul. You've got to be committed, not to Ameriplan or not to your sponsor, not to anybody else. You've got to be committed to yourself to make your dreams happen. You've got to have that commitment to yourself. You're going to make it happen no matter what. And that's the other thing I would say, is, you know, be real serious about it. Make a serious commitment to yourself. You're going to win. And, you know, you got to stay in the game and go for it. And don't ever, ever even consider quitting, because that's the only way you lose here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you say that, I can't help but thinking, you know, how many of the top income earners in Ameriplan who have built their business over years and are making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, whose sponsors quit.
Yeah.
The person they that brought them into the business didn't have the vision, didn't realize what they had in their organization. Times got tough, and they called it quits. And the brokers that they had brought in bloomed into the most powerful leaders in the country in this organization. And man, if they had just hung on, you know, you hear that. If they had just stayed in the game, they would have a six-figure income just based on what that one person has done.
Yeah.
I hear it time and time again.
You know, some people get off to a real fast start, and some people get off to a little bit slower of a start. But the thing is that wherever you're at, if you've got to have that commitment to yourself that you're going to win, that you're going to build a business working at home, develop that into a six-figure income, and if you stay the course and you hold on to that dream, no matter what happens, you hold on to that and you keep going forward, sooner or later, you're going to get this dialed in. Sooner or later, you'll find your footing. This thing will start clicking for you, and you'll be flying with this thing as well. And so that's the only other thing I'd say is you just got to be committed for the long haul. Don't ever, ever, ever even consider quitting.
Well, that's powerful, Rick. And we appreciate having you on here. And I know the people listening, hopefully they were taking notes because that's just a wealth of information that you passed along to us. And if you guys can grasp on that and apply that to your organization, you know, it's the system. It's the system that's duplicatable, and that's the purpose of this call, is to find out what leaders are doing so you can duplicate it in your business. So, Rick, we appreciate you. We love you, and look forward to seeing you this summer.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go and actually a little bit deeper within Rick Weil's organization here. And we're going to talk to a young lady who has just done some awesome things. I call her an Ameriplan legend. If you've been in this business I would say maybe 3 or 4 months or longer, you've heard about this person. She is a success story. This is the girl who rode the bus to Champions Weekend in January. Rode 2 days in a bus. And I don't want to get into the whole story, but her story is just phenomenal. And you know what? She's not a quitter, just like Rick said. You can tell he instills that within his organization. And this young lady has done some awesome things. And every time I hear a testimonial from her, I say, man, that's incredible. This lady is going to be making some major things happen. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Crystal Cousins. Are you there?
I'm here, Tony. Thank you.
All right, super. I'll tell you what, you're awesome. Your story is awesome. It's emotional. Everything tied together in the American dream, and we're so happy for you to join us on this call tonight. Crystal, kind of tell us a little bit how long you've been in the business. Let's start with that.
Well, I joined in the middle of December, so just about 4 months now.
Okay, great. And what kind of things did you go through in getting your business started?
Well, it was really hard at first. You know, being in the middle of December, it was right before Christmas. It was a really slow time. But I did reach regional sales director in a month by using my warm market and the prospects that my upline was able to pass on to me. And I'll always be thankful for that because I know without that investment that was made in me, I wouldn't be in the position that I am now.
I want to spot you right there. You can have an entire call based on what you just said. You know, she made regional sales director in a month's time in her warm market, first off, she said in her warm market, and with the prospects that her sponsor passed on to her because he was investing in Crystal. He wasn't investing in just something ambiguous. And so Crystal, working the best of both worlds. I'm sorry for interrupting that, Crystal.
No problem.
If I didn't say it there, I'd probably forget what the other things you're going to be saying. So go ahead. I apologize.
No problem. That was the best investment I think Brandon could have made in me was by passing me the names of people to call to get me on the phone and get me started. You know, like Rick, I'm in a little tiny town. The nearest dental provider to me is 80 miles away. So even with having no providers in my area, I still have 3 local members because they're family. And, you know, without that, I wouldn't have been able to be where I am right now.
That's awesome. Definitely, man. And I hear it every day. I don't want to drive an hour to a provider. This just wouldn't work. And you and Rick are examples of why it does work because you do have a warm market. We do work on the Internet, and we're not limited to city limits or county. So that's awesome.
Yep, that's right.
Crystal, you know, what kind of success did you have before you got started in My Broker Leads versus the kind of success that you were able to do by using the system?
Well, let me just tell you, after using the cutting-edge media prospects, my team, my front line has doubled in size.
Wow.
And that's just in this last month, it's doubled. It did take about a month before I started to see the results from the system, and that's due to all the follow-up that needs to be done and that I'm consistent in doing. And it just keeps continuing to get better. I'm so excited about what's happening. My team is growing. I've actually even upgraded my package. I started out with the smallest package, and I've actually upgraded it a couple times, and I even called Scott halfway through one of my packages and ordered another one.
Oh, wow.
Because I needed more people to talk to myself and to pass on to my downline. And, yeah, my frontline has increased, has doubled in size this month, which is absolutely fantastic. And before Cutting Edge Media, it was slow. It was harder. It was harder to try and get those qualified people to talk to, and I just can't express enough how the quality of the people that are coming through Cutting Edge. It's just absolutely amazing. And, you know, if you're not on this, get on it now, because it's really going to blow your mind and explode your business tremendously.
I think one thing key that you said there is, you know, you didn't get started with the top package, did you?
No, I didn't.
No,
I couldn't afford to.
You couldn't afford to. You started with the package you could.
Yep.
And then you took what you made, reinvested back in your business, but you didn't stay with the status quo. You said, man, these prospects are as good as they are. I want to upgrade and get more of them.
Yeah, I needed more.
And you just kept doing it. You kept following that process. And you know, it's not about spending all the money you make. It's about just common sense reinvesting back in your business. And you've done it. You stepped your way up. And now, you know, what kind of support do you offer your new brokers who are looking to get started on the internet?
Well, like Rick, I like to start my brokers on this system also because the prospects are of such high quality. I do also support my brokers by passing them numerous prospects each week on a consistent basis. You know, I do, you know, give them maybe five each day to talk to so that they constantly have a new person to talk to each day. I also help them by taking them on prospecting calls, like having them listen in the background while I'm doing a call, and then let them do a call and me listen to give them support that way. I also, like Rick, use a lot of three-way calls. That has been stressed to us over and over, and I think that's another thing that's helped grow my business because I am doing a lot more of the third-party validation.
That's awesome. I tell you what, and again, it's something else that you'll find leaders doing is they get, you know, the packages, you know, once they've grown, you know, their first couple of packages, they're looking out for one, themselves. You know, they got to get their investment back. They got to grow their business. But as their business is growing and they can go with higher packages, they realize it's not all about what they can do, but what they can do for their team. And just like Crystal said, you know, Crystal, she's not a six-figure income runner in the company. She's new in this thing, but she's already grasped the concept of investing in her team. Passing on the prospects, because she knows, you know, she'll make more money by investing in someone on her front line than she will if she just called and made the $100 commission check herself. And she has that vision. And that's why you are laying the foundation and groundwork, Crystal, to be a major player in this company.
That's what I'm looking for, Johnny. I'm going to the top. I'm going to be there. You just watch.
I know you won't hear me.
I know you'll be there with me, buddy.
Absolutely. I think that's probably one of the coolest things. I used to be a school teacher, seeing kids grow through the grades and then off to graduation. You get the same joy watching people in this business. Brand new people coming in, growing in their business, becoming leaders by following a system and using a system that gives you people to talk to. And so, Crystal, if you had one thing to tell the people who are on the call tonight, one piece of advice that would help them, getting them going, if you felt it was the key thing, if they grasped this one key thing, it would be crucial to their business, what would that be?
Well, you know, reiterating also what Tracy, you know, Kane and Zen Rick said, you know, be consistent. You have to be accountable to yourself. Have attitude. That's all I can say. You got to have that positive attitude because you got to have that smile on your face when you pick up that phone. And you got to keep doing it. Set goals daily, monthly, yearly, and don't ever, ever, ever let that wall beat you. No matter how many times you hit it, don't let it win. Don't let it win.
That's awesome, Crystal. You know, we appreciate you being on the call tonight.
I'm blessed to be here, and I feel really honored to be on this call with the leaders that are on this call.
Oh, definitely. You are a true inspiration, and your testimony will touch people's lives. Hopefully people are, I know they are. They're eating it up, everything that you're saying, and they're applying it in their business. And so we thank you for taking the invite to be on this call tonight. And,
thanks, Johnny.
We look forward to huge things for you here in the future.
You bet. We'll see you in June.
All right. And so now, okay, we're going to move on now. We've got, we've already had some big hitters already, and you know what, it just keeps getting better and better. The next guest that we're going to have on this call tonight, a major player in this company. Now, her sales group is growing, and she's got some of the most incredible testimonies out of her organization than I've ever heard from anybody's organization. And this lady knows how to market this thing, and it's obvious that the phrase, the scoreboard doesn't lie. This lady's scoreboard is flashing. I think the numbers are broken because the light bulbs have burned out. They've been flashing so much. And so we want to go ahead and congratulate Wendy. Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, super. We're great. Real grateful to have you on the call tonight, Wendy.
Well, thanks for having me come. I feel honored.
Definitely. Thanks for joining up here. And, you know, I like your story. You and I were talking yesterday, the day before, and on how you got started in general. So I think that would be a real benefit to those who are listening.
Oh, I'd be thrilled to tell them how I got started. I'm extremely thankful for those free prescription cards that they have out there. I'm actually a product of a free prescription card, and had gotten the card in the mail, and we needed coverage and went on and looked at this plan and thought I could sell it. And my husband was working for an insurance agent at the time, and an agent or a company at the time, and his boss told him that this was the number one in the nation and that they couldn't compete with it. And I thought, well, I'm going to work for number one and not number five.
Wow.
So I come on board with that. And, you know, same as another girl recently, maybe something with Crystal, saying that I went, you know, RSD in my warm market, you know, talking to the people I knew, and then ran out of people. So I had to find something else. And being a stay-at-home mom with five kids homeschooling, going out wasn't an option. And so, you know, I had to plug into the internet. And so I did. I just started learning. Didn't know anything really about the internet, hardly knew how to copy and paste. And just got in there and started following, you know, the training that, you know, Ameriplan had to offer about the internet. Followed Steve Luxenberg, you know, to the T, you know, for the first 3 months while I was on the internet. And my business just started skyrocketing.
That's awesome. That's an incredible story. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What kind of things did you encounter when you got started using Live Leads?
When I started using Live Leads, I'd used the free 20 leads to start out with, just because, you know, I'm always testing new stuff, and we got this email with these new leads about, I'm going to try these out, you know, so set the example for my team. And I was pretty excited. Signed up an app pack, which was $4.95, and then $95 off those 20 free leads, and, you know, pocketed, you know, $550. So
you didn't spend any money and you made $550?
Yes, I did.
That's a turnaround investment. I think everybody wants that. That's awesome. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. And so I thought, okay, I need to take this money and reinvest it now and get some more. And so I did that. Actually opted for one of the larger packages because I wanted to be able to hand out my leads to my brokers. And so I started doing that, and taking brand new brokers and handing them these leads and watching them turn around and signing up was just like, wow, I know I got something now. Because they can turn around and sign these people up. And, you know, like Rick and Crystal were saying, we just really took advantage of doing three-way calls and encouraging them to get us on the phone with them to help them close these people, because, you know, the brand new brokers, they need that help.
Absolutely.
And like you're saying, you know, I still do three-way calls. You know, I still take advantage of the three-way calls myself. So it's just important, I think, to have that other third party there to come in and just, you know, solidify the deal. So, I also have another broker on the phone that she has just done fabulous with these leads. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Wendy?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I've got the babies.
Okay. I just wanted to share real quick what the leads did for her, and then you can kind of ask us some questions.
Oh, yeah, please do.
Okay. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I just signed up for the free live leads and enrolled a broker off of it, a $95 broker. So I was like, okay, you know, $100 off of some free leads, I think I'll go invest. So I decided to start off with a lower package of $99. And off of that, I brought in over $1,000.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
I was very, very excited, and then I upgraded to the 149 package and already enrolled a couple of brokers off of it. I had to actually slow down because I went out of town for a couple of weeks. I had to slow down for a week and the process of the middle of my order. I had too many leads to call. So anyway, I'm just really excited about them. They're super fresh leads, so I like that. A lot of times, as soon as one comes through, I just pick up the phone right then. Before they can even get to my website, just
sure.
to kind of go over everything with them. But I'm excited about it.
I tell you what, that's impressive. First package, $99 package, with the process plus the bonus on top of that, and you made $1,000 out of it.
I did.
That's incredible. I tell you what, man, it just keeps getting better, Scott. Every time I hear it, you know, when he's through here and then with Kelly on there, it's awesome. Hearing these things, and you guys have done some major stuff. You know, how are you guys able to, you know, not only be able to take care of your recruiting needs, because you still have a business to run, not
right.
to mention helping other people out. But how are you able to take care of your recruiting needs? Where do you know where to draw the line at, and still be able to supply your new brokers with prospects out of the gate?
I just make sure I'm buying enough leads to do both. You know, I just make sure I've got enough there to, you know, keep everybody going and, you know, the leads that they need to keep them, you know, and I also encourage them once they make money off the leads I give them to go reinvest that and start up on your own leads.
Absolutely, yeah. You guys, I use this within my organization. You know, I feel it's my responsibility when you come on board within my organization to give you everything that you need to get going. I'm
right.
your training wheel.
Yeah.
But as you make the money, you know, you're learning how to ride that bike. And so the training wheels come off, and you become self-sufficient. And just like, you know, you and Wendy Jimenez and Crystal said, and Rick said, and Roger and Tracy said, and you guys, you reinvest back in the business, and as their business grows, they take a portion, they reinvest back in their business.
Right.
And that's key. You guys are awesome. I tell you what, your success stories are huge. And I know there's some more success stories in your group, Wendy.
Oh, there's huge. We could go on all night.
Well, go ahead and throw out, you know, one or two more.
Great. I got another broker that she come on and, you know, bought the $99 package, signed up three brokers, and turned around and is doing it again. So she actually, you know, come up $200 ahead and just turned around and is doing that all over again and then helping her brokers do the same thing now. So she's just repeating that process. You know, it's just so neat because you can just repeat the process over and over. Another one, Kelly Fuller, couldn't be on the call tonight, but, man, she's just tearing it up with these leads. She's just doing a fabulous job. And Jill Massey's another one, just, you know, really doing great. But it's you want everybody to succeed. You know, that's my heart is I just want everybody to succeed. And so I just felt, you know, want them to keep getting the leads because, you know, sometimes you will get a bad batch and it's nobody's fault. You know, it just kind of happens that way. But it's just hang in there. You know, it's good. You know, you just got to keep going until you get the good batch. And I tell you what, you know, all you need is one good hitter, you know, to take you to the top or, you know, three, you know, semi-good hitters and you're at the top of this company. So I just think you keep going. You keep shucking those shells until you get that pearl. You just keep going. So
that's funny analogy.
Yeah, I mean, we just keep going. So you got to get that pearl. You got to keep going until you get that pearl.
That's awesome. And I think you said it right there. Is not every prospect you get in the system is going to be a national sales guy.
Right.
Not every prospect you get is even going to come into business with.
Right.
You got to be realistic. But because you do have a consistent flow of prospects on a daily basis where you decide how many people you want to talk to, and you're going to come across those people who are legitimately looking for that business and who do fit well with what we have to offer.
Exactly.
And not everybody is looking for the business we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might be looking for something else, but because we constantly have that flow, and you guys have shown it, and even to be able to take prospects and give it to somebody brand new in the business, hours old in the business,
yeah.
and for them to turn out and start writing business with it, there's no greater reward.
Oh, it's awesome because, you know, I know before with some other systems I had, I almost felt bad giving them the leads because they were harder to work. you'd get a little bit more rejection with those. And, you know, I was kind of like, oh, I hope it doesn't kill them. And these, I just have such confidence in sending them over knowing they're getting people that really want to talk to them. And knowing that, you know, that the rejection is so much lower with these than, you know, than the other systems I've tried. So I'm just really extremely pleased with them.
That's awesome. You know, and Wendy, I'm going to ask you the same thing as I asked everybody else. There are people listening to this call, and if you had one piece of advice to give them to get them started, whether they've been in the business for a week or whether they've been in it for a year, what kind of advice can you give them that will help give them confidence and encourage them to work this business?
I really believe this business is 90% attitude. And you know, I don't care, you know, who it is. If you know, if you're a high school dropout or if you're an attorney, if you don't come into this business with a good attitude and not let things, you know, get you down, because I mean, you're going to get your hurdles. You know, anybody gets their hurdles when they're into a business like this, and to not let those hurdles stop you, but to keep your eye on the victory that switches the 100,000 in 2 to 4 years, and you know, not look at those hurdles, but keep looking at the goal, the end result, and keep setting those goals and keep going for them. And you know, I remember every time I get a no, I'd say, next month, closer to yes. You know, I just always had to keep positive. And, you know, if I go through 10 leads, I thought, okay, let's go through another 10. You know, you just have to keep a positive attitude through everything that you're doing. And, you know, I remember when I was going through walls and hitting walls, I just kept on saying 100,000 in 2 years, 100,000 in 2 years. I just wouldn't let myself dwell on the negative, but I was constantly focused on the positive.
Well, that's awesome.
And I really believe, you know, if you can stay focused and keep your eye on the victory, you're going to get there. You're going to make it.
Attitude is key. And that's something that I'm learning on a weekly basis. When I got started on the Internet, my attitude was not where it should have been. I wanted to succeed, but it wasn't portrayed in my presentation. And,
right.
And as time has gone on, that's changed and a lot more positive now. And I think if your attitude's in the right place, you can't help but to sound positive. And people attract. They naturally attract the positive people. And if you're getting down on yourself, because maybe you had two wrong numbers or whatever it might be, or you couldn't get a presentation that day, whatever it might be, goodness, don't let your attitude reflect it, because just like Wendy said, you're one step closer to that next broker.
Yeah.
And you got to get through those to find the oyster.
Definitely.
The pearls. The pearls, yeah. I knew that one, didn't I?
There may be one oyster left. You might quit, and that may be the pearl.
That's delicious. Well, I just embarrassed myself. we really thank you, Wendy, for a minute. Folks, that's Wendy Hymans. Real quick, before I let you go, Wendy,
yep.
What kind of goals, we talked a little about this the other day, that you have set for yourself going into convention?
Well, I'm going to be coming into convention. It's my goal to be an NSC. I'm two steps away from that, working hard, you know, this next month. Actually, my husband's coming home. The 28th will be his last day at work, and we'll be doing this full time.
Wow.
So, I mean, we are so excited. I can't imagine what's going to happen if I can put 8 hours in a day instead of two. So we're pretty excited about that.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so we're using the month of May and beginning of June there to get me to NSD. That's my goal. And then we're shooting for $75,000 in residual income.
That's impressive.
Yeah, we're excited. Just went over the $50,000 mark. And originally my goal was $50,000. I figured, well, I already hit that. Let's go for $75,000. So we're going to shoot for $75,000 for convention.
I tell you what, we know you're going to do it. You guys
Thanks.
Are awesome. Your team is great. And I got to tell you, Wendy, I brought my wife home from working. I can't wait to kick her back out now. She bothers me too much. So you might be telling your husband, go out there and then try to play some golf or something. A little bit. So that's awesome. We thank you for being on the call tonight, Wendy.
Thanks for having us.
Definitely an inspiration to everybody.
Thanks.
And, we're just excited to see huge things that are in store for you here in 2004.
We're excited.
All right, great. Well, Scott, I'll tell you what, I'm inspired now. I wish it was 11 o'clock in the morning so I had an entire day to start smiling down with what I just picked up tonight. How about yourself?
That's awesome. I just love it. I told you guys at the beginning of the call, I look forward to this every week just because we always have good things happening that, you know, really just kind of help people out. I mean, the more people you help, the more money you make, you know, in your business and in life. And, I mean, if I could just, I don't know, I guess pinpoint a couple of things. Everybody on the call, I mean, every one of these leaders talked about commitment and the people that are making, you know, huge sums of money have stayed in the, you know, in the game for, you know, in some cases years. And, you know, would, you know, you almost have to ask yourself, you know, would you stay in your business for 3 years, 4 years, if you knew that you were going to be making $200,000 a year, you know, like Roger and Tracy? I mean, I think the answer is pretty simple. It's just a matter of, you know, doing the things, you know, like Wendy had said, you know, setting your goals, staying committed, and you know what, every no, you're closer to a yes. But the wisdom that leaders in your company can provide you is invaluable. You know, like I said, if you ever have the chance to sit down with anyone, I use the millionaire term, but anyone that makes more money than you, do it, because if they're making more money, they probably have a, you know, have a pretty good idea of how they can help you make more. So I appreciate all of you.
So, Sam, I sit down at dinner with my wife every night. She makes more than me, and I don't think I benefit from it at all.
Well, I think she's got the 132 IQ as well.
Oh, okay.
She's a step ahead of you, John.
Maybe she doesn't make it. Let's put it that way. That's awesome. You know, we want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. This is definitely an exciting call. Next week, Scott, I believe we're going to be doing some more live prospecting.
Live prospecting next week, same time.
Absolutely. And so definitely get plugged in, get your new brokers plugged in. The more people you have on that, the more that your team's going to benefit, so they know how the realities of prospecting on the Internet. So, Scott, if you don't have anything else to add, you can close it out.
Other than that, everyone, thanks for hopping on the call. If anyone ever has any questions, certainly contact me at Cutting Edge Media. My name is Scott. I will make sure you're taken care of. If you don't have the number, it's 800-561-9297. 800-561-9297. Everyone, thank you very much, and have a great evening.
All right.